Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a great Friday, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. On Sunday, we were in the second chapter of Ecclesiastes, continuing in our summer series called Under the Sun, and we're looking at how God offers us a full life in an empty world. It's in chapter 2 we get insight into the details and the specifics on Solomon's quest to find meaning, contentment, enjoyment, delight in life under the sun. It's in this chapter that Solomon continues to make his life on earth his laboratory, using his own life to experiment with one thing after another. And in verse 1 of chapter 2, Solomon says, "I said in my heart, come, now I will test you with pleasure. Enjoy yourself." Here, Solomon decides to conduct an experiment on the value of pleasure and self-indulgence. Solomon was going to test the theory that many live by today, that the meaning of life is found in having more varied pleasures, entertainment, and excitement. In doing so, Solomon lets us know in the verses that follow that he sought pleasure in everything from laughter, alcohol, partying, sex. He sought pleasure in great works. He says he built houses, built cities. He built the temple of God. He built gardens and vineyards and orchards and forests and parks, even a water irrigation system. He had workers, male and female. Some he purchased, some he bought that were born in his own house. He had wealth through flocks and herds of animals. He had gold and silver, so much gold that 1 Kings tells us that silver was considered of little value under Solomon's reign. After achieving pleasure in all of it, Solomon concludes that when pleasure alone is the center of life, the result will ultimately be unsatisfying and emptiness. That in work alone, it cannot satisfy the human heart, no matter how successful that work may be. Solomon's experiment serves as a warning for us on what not to pursue. However, what I'd like to focus our attention on today is those around us. And here's what I mean. I don't know about you, but from my perspective, the world and people are more out of control, to put it kindly, than any other time in my life. And it seems like no one can have a civilized conversation anymore, especially with someone they disagree with. It's just shame or yell, destroy, cancel, berate, or completely avoid anyone who is different than you or disagrees with you. Why I share that is because as a Christian, I'm reminded that we are surrounded and will continue to be surrounded by those seeking, lost in, promoting, and exalting this hedonistic, self-indulgent lifestyle that we see in Solomon in chapter 2. But as a Christ follower, it's not my job to be the judge or ridicule or shame or distance myself or disassociate myself with those lost in the vanity and the meaninglessness and the foolishness of seeking pleasure on this earth for ultimate worth. Rather, I'm to engage them. Now, don't mishear me. I'm not condoning sin, not saying we should participate in sin, not turning a blind eye or accepting that which is wrong. I'm talking about loving the sinner and hating the sin, being full of grace and full of truth with love, removing the log from our own eye first at times, standing on the word of God, being unashamed. I'm talking about being unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we can call sin, sin, that we're to be in the world, but not of the world. I'm talking about engaging those lost in the vanity of this world, just like Jesus did and does. Jesus engaged with who? The sinners, the tax collectors. He stood between the prostitute and those who wanted to stone her. And today, Jesus still runs toward and to those lost in this world. After all, doesn't that describe every person's salvation story? Jesus engaging us, broken and lost, to seek and to save us. Jesus' engagement in our lives results in people turning to him for forgiveness and repentance and new life and for eternal life. I believe we must do the same, that we are on mission to engage people, not pleasure. This will be a constant challenge for us, but one that Jesus calls us and equips us to carry out. So as we close, who does Jesus want you to engage with today? How do you need to love the sinner yet hate the sin? How do you need to maybe remove a log in your own eye before helping someone remove a speck in theirs? How can you begin to speak grace and truth, but in love to someone? What does it look like to be in the world, but not of the world? How will you begin to engage people, regardless of where they're at, for the sake of the gospel? Things to ponder for each one of us. Challenging, for myself included. Let me pray for us as we close today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the lessons we're learning from Ecclesiastes and Solomon. Through your Spirit, show us how we need to change, grow, repent, or be reminded of truth. Help us with the mission of engaging those around us with the gospel. Remind us that sometimes the only Jesus someone will see is the Jesus in me. May we leverage all that you've blessed us with to advance your kingdom and to give you glory. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.